The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has lifted a 2006 injunction against the Kensington Mine. It puts the mine one step closer to constructing a tailings facility, the last major work to be done before operations can begin. A recent U.S. Supreme Court decision reversed a 2007 Ninth Circuit ruling that the mine's tailings permit violated the Clean Water Act. That permit allows Kensington to deposit mine waste into Lower Slate Lake. Mine owners Core Alaska last week asked the Ninth Circuit to immediately dissolve the injunction, which halted work on the tailings dam 3 years ago. The company told the lower court that more delays could cost millions of dollars and push the production start date well into 2011. With the injunction lifted, the company is looking forward to construction on a tailings plant. Company spokesman Tony Ebersole says about 300 people will be hired to build it.
We would expect the timely reactivation of our 404 permits from the Corps of Engineers now that the injunction is dissolved. In terms of the timing, there have been some jobs posted already. Now, this obviously will help facilitate, our moving ahead. And, we are still looking to target production at the mine in the second half of next year.
Randy Wanamaker of Berners Bay Consortium, which is focused on preparing workers for mining jobs, says he's been fielding calls from all over the U.S. since the Supreme Court decision.
We have a special emphasis on people who are from Southeast Alaska that either live here now or move to some other part of the state or move outside of state and want to return home, because they're already acclimated. They know what the weather's like. They know what the living conditions are like.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it is now reviewing the company's tailings permit, which expired last year while the company was ensnared in the legal challenge.